Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We've been doing this show how long? 18 months, Neil?
Well, yeah, a little more than that.
One of the main things we've been talking about is how the UAE, it's digital transformation, it's at the forefront, and comes further news that the UAE is initiating its first ever digital dirham payment.
Well, yes, which primarily means that we'll be able to dive into possibilities of faster, cheaper, more secure transactions from local markets as the UAE has initiated its first ever cross-border payment using the digital dirham.
Yeah, for more details about this, we are joined on the line by Vinay Chaudhry, the economist and finance professional, a great friend of the show. Thanks very much for joining us once again here on Talk 100.3.
My pleasure, Neil. Neil and Kitch.
Yeah, and it's all good.
Good afternoon to all your listeners.
Even our mothers get us wrong sometimes. It's okay, Vinay. The UAE, as Neil just said, initiated its first ever cross-border payment using the digital dirham on Monday. What's been the reaction to this?
I think the future is going to be the digital payments. Let's go through a bit of a history how the digital payment started. It was a big push given by Bitcoin the first time, and that opened up significantly the market. Now, another country which has got a huge amount of digital payment is actually Nigeria.
Okay.
And interestingly, a lot of people over there use the mobile wallets provided by the telecom providers. And there's a huge amount of digital transfer payment that actually happens through there.
Okay.
So it is as the internet has become cheaper, as everybody started to get mobile phones, and the convenience of not having to carry a currency note, instead you can just pay with your digital wallet. So this is this is something that's going to be, eventually you will see very few currency notes and everything will should become more and more digital.
No.
So In the pandemic, there was a big push happening from a physical currency note because you're always worried, oh, who does that note,
True.
Whether I'm touching it, whether the virus is coming on with it or not. So there was a big push that happened onto the digital currencies. Even when you talk of Google Pay and Apple Pay, they are one form of digital payment only.
Right. So now, this digital dirham, as the UAE has come up with, how different is it from, like you mentioned, the Apple Pay or the Google Pay?
So what happens is in Apple Pay and a Google Pay, you have to transfer the money from your bank account to recharge into that particular wallet.
Right.
Or you might have to link your credit card or a debit card to it.
That's right.
In case of a digital payment, just visualize that there's a physical currency note that's been given, but it's given instead of a physical note, is given in the digital form by the central bank.
Okay.
And there's a lot of IT security around it, and there's a tracking that will happen from the central bank in terms of who's transferring to whom, so that it's like a physical note is always validated by the bank, saying that is it genuine or not. Same way, there is a need for ensuring that this is a genuine transaction. There is a money available in the digital wallet.
Mm-hmm.
So the similar controls will have to be built in around it.
So the difference
is basically a Google Pay or Apple Pay is that you link it to your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
But here it's a wallet with the money that you actually transfer from your bank account into a digital wallet, which is tracked by the central bank.
So it's like, for lack of a better example, it's like buying a cryptocurrency which has a fixed value to it. Right? Just like when I want to buy a cryptocurrency today, I want to buy Ethereum, I'll take money out of my bank account, buy Ethereum for the value of Ethereum, and keep Ethereum and probably use it for transactional purposes or as a tool of investment. But with a fixed value that it has, the digital dirham has, it is pretty much the same, if I'm not wrong.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It is. So that's why I started off by giving the history to the digital currencies,
mm-hmm.
saying that the Bitcoin is what started it off.
Right.
Now, Bitcoin, of course, is driven by demand, supply, and got a valuation to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the digital currency, the valuation is basically equivalent to the local currency.
How many other countries do we know that have either got these digital currency, digital tokens, or are in the process?
To the best of my knowledge, a very, very handful of countries.
Mm-hmm.
And to my knowledge, I know originally I'm from India, so I know that RBI, the central bank in India, is actually experimenting.
Okay.
And they have started getting people on the roll.
Mm-hmm.
On a trial basis to start launching the digital currency. But I would bet that most of the central banks around the world would be exploring this as an option, because that's the next thing that's coming up.
It does obviously take away, the physical aspect of creating currency notes and, you know, pushing it out in the market. There is a cost that is involved for the governments versus, you know, digitizing everything and then keeping a track of it, ensuring that there is enough and more amount of digital security around it. You know, it is, let's say, another form of challenge that the government also, could foresee, that every time there is a digital aspect coming to anything, there is a certain amount of cyber crime that is ready to happen for every step that anyone takes.
Absolutely. But at the same time, there's a difference in the learning curve over here.
Mm-hmm.
Already Master and Visa actually are like operating like a digital currency.
Right.
You borrow money and then you pay to a vendor.
Mm.
And then on the due date, you pay back to the bank.
Right.
So instead, visualize that, like, let's take MasterCard. Instead, visualize a central bank issuing, instead of you borrowing money, you have to first pay and then get it transferred into your wallet, and then you pay further. So every transaction you do, MasterCard actually does a validation. Same way, there will be a validation of some sort happening so that you could not be creating fake currencies and transferring it to somebody.
On a less serious note, Sir Vinay, how quickly can we see Emirates Post and Amex use some of this? Because I had a parcel that came to my house this week. I couldn't even use my card. He only accepted cash. And then I didn't even have any cash on me because he said, oh, we need 15 dirhams. And I was like, well, I've only got 100. because that's what you take out of the machine. And he said, well, I don't have any change. So it's somewhere
If you take the examples of some of the countries that have rolled out during the pandemic, the e-pay cards or digital cards in some form or the other, I would guess this will rage. This will like have a rage, and the acceptance will just sort of, as you know, go up significantly. And I would expect in a couple of years' time, a significant portion of the population would be using digital. There will always be some people who will still want to have a feel of the currency, would want to keep the old way. But I would expect, probably 50% of the transactions would move into digital in 2-3 years' time.
You're right when you say that.
Which is a huge change.
Because, you know, I mean, my parents are in India. They're in Bombay. Okay, but they still don't want to try or you know, use things like Paytm for that matter, you know, which is very common. Even for small transactions of, you know, 50 rupees, 20 rupees also, people are doing Paytm transactions. No one is carrying that kind of cash. But my parents are still averse. They still are scared of technology, let's put it this way. And maybe that's why they want to still carry currency notes. And whenever I travel there, they'll hand me currency notes saying, listen, don't use your card. You know, use these currency notes. I'm giving you, use these notes. Now, how different is the digital currency that we are probably going to experience from something that we've used in India, say something like Paytm?
Not very different. So when you have a Paytm, every transaction you do goes to the Paytm server.
Right.
They validate whether you actually have money in your wallet, and then you transfer to somebody else's Paytm account.
Right.
So the concept is similar. You got a digital currency in your wallet. You'd want to do a transfer. The message goes to the central bank server. The central bank server says, yes, you have so much of money. You're transferring to the other person. Yes, the central bank, the server transfers the money and the credits to their wallet.
So it's basically, instead of a third party wallet, you're basically talking to the central bank directly.
Absolutely. So conceptually, the way the Bitcoin operates, the way the digital wallets of Google Pay or Apple Pay or the Paytm concepts are very, very similar. And that's why I believe that technology is not the change. The challenge is basically the cyber crime and the safety that you need to build around it.
It's the security and also people's perception on the safety as well. Vinay Chaudhary, we always value your experience and your time. Thanks again for clearing this up for us this afternoon.
My pleasure.
If you're someone who would be looking to maybe use a digital dirham, you can let us know.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.